This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to restart in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That is according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The talks would mark the first time both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders joined the indirect negotiations since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan earlier this week. In recent days, Hamas gave mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, and Israel is sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation of forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas and the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been, quote, struck by a missile off the port city of Hodeidah, but later said that further inspection of the vessel in daylight found no damage. It described the crew as being, quote, safe, and said the ship was continuing on its way. The Houthis later claimed responsibility for the attack. In an AP special report, AP correspondent Michael R. Sisak explains why there is now a delay in the hush money trial for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's hush money criminal case in New York City has been delayed until mid-April at the earliest. The trial was scheduled to start on March 25th, but now instead the judge is going to hold a hearing after Trump's lawyers said they have been deluged with 100,000 pages of evidence that they had not previously seen. Those records come from a federal investigation into the same conduct, the same matter. That investigation led to federal charges against Michael Cohen, former President Trump's former lawyer and fixer. Cohen went to prison in 2018 and then was released during the COVID-19 pandemic on home confinement. He has since become a vocal critic of Trump and is a key witness in this case in Manhattan.
AP correspondent Michael R. Sisak. A Russian regional governor says two people have been killed in Ukrainian shelling of the city of Belgorod, close to the border with Ukraine. Three others were wounded. Also on Saturday, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an oil refinery belonging to Russian oil giant Rosneft in the Samara region. The regional governor said he added that an attack on another refinery was thwarted. No casualties were reported. The attacks come a day after a Russian assault on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa killed at least 21 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised a, quote, just response to the attack. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.